So, living room is here. Kitchen over on the left. Oh, and first bedroom on the left is yours.
Cool. Yeah.
And just FYI, it's a shared bathroom between the room you're in and ours.
Yeah, and sorry about the mess. My cousin and her boyfriend were just up here, and it looks like they didn't really clean up after themselves.
Hey, no worries. I'm the one crashing your anniversary weekend. kind of ironic, huh?
It's not a problem at all. There's plenty of space for all of us. And we've been meaning to have you come check the place out, so two birds, one stone.
You reach out and touch Jake's arm, giving it a gentle squeeze as you slip past him. You settle onto the couch and kick your feet up onto the coffee table. Damn, I don't think I've ever seen him like this. This split with April is really messing with him. He's usually good at hiding how he's feeling. Just powers through tough times with a smile. But ever since the breakup, I don't know. He's not even pretending to be okay. I was honestly surprised when you suggested we invite him up to the cabin with us. We had this whole anniversary thing planned, but it was pretty clear he wasn't doing too well. This guy's my best friend, and I'd do anything for him, including inviting him to crash what was supposed to be a very romantic weekend away.
Hey, you're into paddleboarding, right? We should go tomorrow. We've got a couple of boards and a canoe somewhere out back.
You hate paddleboarding, but you can't stand it when someone isn't having a good time. You'll do anything to make someone smile. It's one of the things I love most about you.
I gotta say, I can't really imagine you outboarding.
She tried. Once, maybe 2 years ago. Full frontal belly flop.
That was one time. I've been practicing.
Oh, have you? That's news to me.
Fine. You two can go out on the water, and I will gladly watch from the shore. All right, I'm going to go hop in the shower. You two figure out dinner.
Yeah, we'll try. You pick yourself up off the couch and make your way down the hall, flashing a little grin back at us. Standing in the doorway, you pull your shirt over your head and let it drop to the floor. You slip out of your tight black sports bra and toss it on the bed. The sight of your hair spilling over your bare back is the last thing I see as you disappear into the bathroom and the door clicks shut. So, teasing me in front of my best friend, showing off what I can't have. That's what I'm in for this weekend. Fuck. I look over at Jake and his eyes jerk away from the bedroom. Shit, he definitely saw all that. I mean, how could he not have? Did you do that intentionally? You must not have known he could see. He, on the other hand, he looks guilty, almost. For what, I'm not really sure.
Listen, man, I really don't mean to be a buzzkill. I know it's your anniversary and everything.
Hey, no, it's seriously fine. I mean, yeah, we may have to hang a sock in the door at some point, but it's no big deal, really.
All right, all right.
Oh, I've got a few ribeyes in the fridge for tonight, if that's good with you.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm gonna grab a beer. You want one?
Nah, you go ahead. Help yourself to whatever's in the fridge. I'll be right back. I make my way down the hall and push the bedroom door open. I have a weird feeling in the pit of my stomach. Nothing bad, just I think Jake might have been checking you out. And I think you wanted him to.
Yeah.
Babe, can I come in? I open the door to the bathroom and inhale the scent of your shampoo. You're just climbing out of the shower with a towel around your waist and another in your hands.
Hey. So, how's he doing?
My mind stalls a little. Just the sight of you. Water dripping down your body as you twist your hair around in the towel. Maybe having Jake over on our anniversary weekend wasn't a great idea.
Hey. Hello. Hi.
Shit, sorry. You're just wet.
Yeah, that tends to happen in a shower.
I wrap my arms around you, pulling you close to me. The water, still clinging to you, seeps through my t-shirt. You push your ass into me, leaning back against my chest. It would be a shame to waste such an opportunity.
Hey, your best friend is out there mourning the death of his relationship.
No, he's fine. Besides, I think he kind of enjoyed that little show you gave him. You spin around in my arms to face me, and your cheeks are flushed. Whether from the hot shower or what I just said, I don't know.
Well, I just...
Oh, come on. You knew he could see, didn't you?
I wasn't sure.
Regardless, I think he liked what he saw.
Oh, really?
You almost look shy. You're never shy. You're like the boldest person I know, which makes me think I must be onto something. You close the distance between us again and press your lips to mine. They're warm and soft, but there's something needy about you. Don't be embarrassed. We've talked about something like this before. You liked both of us looking at you.
Yeah.
You were showing off for him. Like you wanted him to look at you. Is that all you want? To be looked at?
No, that's not all.
My heart is racing. I can almost hear it in my chest. We've never been completely exclusive. Not even when we got engaged. There's always been openness between us. A willingness to share and let each other explore. And we always said we'd both be open to letting someone else in. If the right opportunity presented itself. I just never imagined Jake being involved.
Baby, do you think, I've just been...
You've been what? Thinking about my best friend?
Maybe I just...
Hey, don't worry. I think... We could, if you want... See if he's interested. Might take his mind off things. Your eyes widen a little and you bite down on your bottom lip. I pull you into my arms and kiss you, fumbling with your towel as I walk you back against the wall. The fact that we're talking about my best friend wanting you It's actually really fucking hot.
You would want that? For us, for me to be with him? With both of you?
I want him to see what I see. See what you look like, sound like.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.